Jaguars.com Live presented by Everbank rolls along. J.P. Shadrick, John Osier, and Brian Sexton is here now. What's up, Brian?
Well, I guess it depends on the questions, but lots.
Is this trading down or trading up in the draft to trade Bob for Brian?
Well, again, that I think that depends on who you're asking.
All right, here we go.
A couple of notable things this week. Of course, we mentioned Cedric Marks under the knife today for the ACL repair, and at least gets that process started. I know he wanted to do it as soon as he could after the season.
Well, I think because he wanted to play golf. I mean, how many times did he say he was going to miss that? You know, when we were in London, you know, he talked extensively as we were going downtown one day about how he couldn't wait to get back into golf. And the minute he tore the ACL, I thought, well, there goes your golf season, big boy.
He's three quarters away from it. And I think it's going to be fascinating to watch because the ACL has become something, when we were kids growing up, the ACL was an injury that, you know, you just assumed. And even when I first started covering the league in 1995, you assumed that the ACL was something that was going to take a guy down for, if not the career, it probably wasn't career ending by that point, but that it was going to have a significant impact. Now more and more you see cases. Aaron Colvin hurt his at the Senior Bowl last year and was back by week 11. You know, you see more and more cases where guys come back and play quickly at a high level. So it's not always about the rehab. Sometimes it's just good fortune. Sometimes a guy's knee takes to it and they respond quicker. So, again, it's going to be fascinating. You would think with Cinderic's work ethic, with what he does, that he would make it back, but it's something to watch.
Well, you know, when you talk about going through the rehab process, it's grueling. And for some guys, you know, well, for most guys, there's ups and downs. There's, you know, good days, bad days. But can you imagine Cedric Marks having a bad day? I mean, the guy has great perspective on everything, and I think his attitude alone will help him get ready to go.
Well, that's always what you hear. When you talk to guys after the fact, there's always a couple things they say. First of all, I had no idea how tough it really was. That's always, it doesn't matter how many teammates tell them, how many stories they read about it. That's always the first thing is, boy, this is a grind and it's much, much tougher than I thought. And the second thing is what you said, that there are periods during it where the player will make a significant jump and they'll have a great week. And then there's a couple, 3 weeks where they just don't think it's ever going to get better. And it turns into a long process. And you fight self-doubt, you fight, you know, it's a career-threatening thing at any level, or certainly a performance-threatening thing. So there's worry in an elite-level athlete of, hey, this isn't coming back like I thought. So it's always an emotional, trying time. Certainly, Cedric's attitude, anybody who's met him knows that he's going to fight through this. And I don't think it'll affect him mentally or whatever, but it is a taxing thing, and any athlete who's been through it will tell you it's much tougher than they expect.
You know, there's one day early last week where both he and Roy Miller were outside with crutches. Roy had his surgery, had a brace on his knee, and Cedric had the brace and the crutches on his knee. You guys look like a couple of old men. And they laughed and laughed and laughed. I mean, you're talking about two guys there the Jaguars are counting on to be back and to be the heart of their defensive line, and two guys who won't stop until they're ready to go.
Yeah, and maybe their best, you know, If you look at the entire season from a consistency of performance point of view, you know, maybe they're two best defensive players last year. I mean, other guys would certainly come into the conversation, but if you were voting 1-2, you might vote them 1-2.
You call them old when they can't run and catch you, too.
Oh, yeah,
smart man.
There's
right
no
there.
Doubt. Yeah, I stayed out of reach.
Of course, big news kind of leaked, I guess, yesterday and early today that Greg Jones, former fullback, is set to sign a one-day contract with the Jaguars and retire as a Jaguars player. That's scheduled for tomorrow. Great player, obviously, but that position has changed dynamics in the league over the years.
Well, a hammer. I mean, everybody has an adjective to describe him. I mean, the things that he could do getting in front of Fred and Maurice as his career wound down here, I mean, he's just a big, strong, physical guy and embraced his role. My favorite Greg Jones moment was 2005. Fred was injured. They went to Pittsburgh. They needed Greg Jones to start, and he delivered. 100-yard game, scored a couple of touchdowns. I mean, he had been that great big bruising tailback in college and hadn't really had to do it in his first couple of seasons because of Fred's presence. But when they needed him, he could do it. And then just as quickly, when they needed him to step back into the fullback role and give up his dreams of, you know, of grandeur as a running back, he did that too. And saw him on the field here for the alumni weekend. Just a tremendous guy. Love him. Glad that he's back in Jacksonville.
And I believe I didn't cover most of Greg's career here, but I believe overcame two ACLs.
Two.
There you go. Back to that point.
And a shoulder.
It's funny. He really, and I think most Jaguars fans, the impression I've gotten from emails about Greg over the years is that most people who follow this team have a great appreciation of this guy and a great attachment, maybe more than you would normally get for a fullback, because those teams were so defined by their running game. And Greg was so acknowledged as a major factor in it. And as a fullback, a really fun guy to watch. I mean, it was fun to watch him block, and fans really identified with him. So my impression is that most fans who were with this team during his career are very, very happy to see him honored.
Well, let's not forget, he was a Seminole, and this is a very provincial area about their college players. And I think he was really the biggest Seminole at the time when he came out. And I think people really took to the fact that a Florida State kid would made good in Jacksonville.
And a guy who could really frighten you if you just saw him face to face.
That's right.
But what a pleasant, dignified guy to be around. And, I mean, I only covered him for, I guess, about a year and a half.
Yeah.
But really enjoyed my time.
He's got to be on the top three guys you don't want to mess with in an alley in the team's
you
history,
know,
right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. He and Gary Walker would go one and two. And Gary, obviously, is famous
Big
now.
John
with
Henderson
pig,
might be
so.
There, right?
Yeah, maybe. But although Greg, there's a softer side to John.
And Brian can probably speak to this more. Really kind of a cult following among Jaguars fans. Like, I used to get emails all the time with, like, a certain brand of Greg Jones joke where it's like, Greg, you know, and it was always talking about his toughness. And I'm drawing a blank on the joke, but it's always about, you know, Greg Jones was doing this, and then you know, something happened, and Greg Jones beat the block. I mean, he was such a physically strong, powerful guy that, you know, again, strikingly a cult figure among fans for the position he played.
Well, you know, there were times, and Jeff could log him and could pull out the tape and show you, where he'd call and say, hey, come look at this, and there would be a guy that would want, you know, to get chippy on the field, and then he'd realize it was Greg Jones, and he'd say, okay, no problem. And you could see these guys back away.
I remember a couple of times
from the confrontation with Greg, because what Greg was a guard with speed. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was a 265-pound, probably 3% body fat. He and Donovan Darius, you know, would have to have an argument over, you know, who had the least body fat in Jaguars history. But Greg was 265 pounds at one point and moved with such quick feet and could, you know, get to that power position so quickly. Guys would say, yeah, I want nothing to do with that.
There's a photo from, I think, the 2012 preseason of Greg Jones pulling the face mask off Umanura's helmet against the Giants, I think. They got in some kind of scrap.